Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, verses 56 to 68, 6th canto, 2nd chapter, verses 1 to 7. It's verse 56-57. Ayam hi śruta sampanna śīla vṛta guṇālaya dvita vata midur janta sakyavan mantari chichi guvakyatiti vittanam sushushuranahankita sarabhuta siddhitsadha mitavak anasuyaka. Translation. In the beginning, this Brahmin named Ajamila studied all the Vedic literatures. He was a reservoir of good character, good conduct, and good qualities. Firmly established and executing all the Vedic injunctions, he was very mild and gentle, and he kept his mind and senses under control. Furthermore, he was always truthful. He knew how to chant the Vedic mantras, and he was also very pure. Ajamila was very respectful to his spiritual master, the fire god, guests, and the elderly members of his household. Indeed, he was free from false prestige. He was upright, benevolent to all living entities, and well-behaved. He would never speak nonsense or envy anyone. So what do you remember from Vrijan Prabhu's class yesterday? Everyone was sleeping. No. The Vedas constitute dharma, based on prescribed duties. And if someone follows his own desires, he's punishable by Yamaraj. Yes. Next life, yes. He's as good as Brahma. And by seeing, the Prabhupada says, when the living entity comes in front of Yamaraj, and Yamaraj, just by looking at him, he can understand what he did. Manasa, in his mind, he's so powerful that just in his mind he understands what he has done and how he should be punished. And then here, by the help of yes. And so he consults, actually Prabhupada says it's decided by Supersoul already what punishment he should get, and so Yamaraj consults the Supersoul and he gives the punishment. Anumimamsate, or remember there's a Sanskrit word that he says. Yeah, I think it'll come up here in the flip chart. We can go over it. Yes. Are punishable. All karmis are punishable. So our subtle body should be trained in such a way that we are Krishna conscious. Yes, Madhavendra Puri. Nice explanation of Sangsuti. Transmigration. From one body to the other. Yes, when he gets a demigod's body, he's very jubilant. A human being laments. Animal, always afraid, always afraid. Yes, of course, of course. Silkworm, making his own cocoon. Right, we can't control our senses and mind. We're prone to be under the influence of the modes. Yes, the silkworm creates his own entanglement. And the entanglement kills him. He dies in that cocoon. Yes. The living entity becomes entrapped in his own creation and no way out. Okay, so let's review. The first, Vishuddhutas asked two questions. What is dharma and adharma? So here are the answers. Veda, pranihuto dharma. Adharma is the opposite. Yadharmas tad viparyaya. Source of the Vedas is Narayana. So then the next question is, who is punishable? The next thing they explain is, who are the witnesses? Who are the witnesses to the crime? Who are some of these witnesses? Sun, moon, air. Okay, let's flip the flip. Can you flip that? We can see. Right, you're all right. Except I didn't hear it individually. So there we have it. Surya, Agni, Kam, Marud. Deva, Soma, Sandhya, Ahani, Dishakam, and Ku. These are all the witnesses to our sinful activities. The candidates for punishment are whoever the witnesses say have deviated from prescribed duties. So if you don't do your prescribed duties, the witnesses will tell on you. And they will know who is eligible for punishment. Why is everyone in this world sinful? Because everyone is forced to act according to the modes. So these are the summary of the verses. You can flip it one more time, please. And we'll keep going here. Everyone is forced to act according to the modes. So they get different varieties of life in the modes: peaceful, restless, foolish, happy, in between, unhappy, religious, semi-religious, irreligious. And then so Yamaraj in verse 48, Anomimamsate, decides in consultation with Super Soul who is, what is the punishment. And then as Madhavendra Puri said, verse 51, the demigod is jubilant, human body lamentation, animal afraid, some sitri, all are miserable because of transmigration. One more time, can do it. And we will see. What else was said? Yes. So then what I saw there was a cause of fall down in the last verse of Burijan Prabhu's Prakriti Sangena, association with the modes. This is the cause of fall down. Cause of liberation is Isha Sangha, association with the Lord or the devotee. So in the last verse of Burijan Prabhu's class, these two things were told: cause of fall down, cause of liberation. You associate with the modes, you fall down. If you associate with the Lord or his devotee, you get liberation. So now we are hearing from the Yamadutas about the life of Ajamila. So in the beginning, he was very pure, Shuti Sampana, well-educated, Vedic knowledge, Shila, good character, Vritta, good conduct, Guna, good qualities, Alaya, reservoir. So they're explaining Shuta. Shuta means Vedic knowledge. He had studied the Vedas, very accomplished in the Vedas, Sampana, not just studied, but very accomplished, and good qualities. Mridu, gentle, Danta, he had control of his senses, Satyavan, truthful, Mantravit, he knew the mantras, Shuchi, he was very clean, and Guru Agni Atiti Vritanam, he was respectful to the Guru, Agni, Vritta, aged persons, and Atiti. Who is the Atiti?
Guest.
Yes, what kind of guest?
Unexpected.
Unexpected. And who actually are these unexpected guests? Saintly persons. Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Prabhupada said. They used to go door to door and beg Madhukari, Lakshmi Nishinga Kijai. They used to go begging, and people would receive them and they would give transcendental knowledge. So Prabhupada says they would not collect very heavy from one house, but they would just collect a little from one, a little from another, Madhukari. And he said grihastas shouldn't do this, only brahmacharis and sannyasis. So nowadays, instead of giving respect, here it says old men, they have a philosophy, mercy killing. Prabhupada was talking about this mercy killing with the old people. And he was asking Brahmananda, what is this mercy killing? Brahmananda said, they kill someone for his own benefit. So if someone comes and tells you, I'll kill you for your own benefit, will you like that? And so Prabhupada says, this is mercy killing. So he was very respectful to elderly people. But nowadays, of course, it is the opposite. And Prabhupada was reminiscing of the old days. When Prabhupada was 30 years old, he said that in Indian culture, a young man would not smoke in front of an old man. They were so respectful like this. He says now he went to one lecture at New York University, and not only the students were smoking in front of the teacher was smoking in front of the students. And so who is going to respect the teacher? In fact, in some of the high schools, they kill the teacher in America. But they have to have metal detectors at the door. So what to speak of respecting the elderly? And so he had these good qualities. Sarvabhuta Suhridam, he was merciful to all living entities, sadhu, honest devotee, and mitavag, he didn't speak much. So what happened? Verse 58 to 60. Once this Brahmin Ajamila, following the order of his father, went to the forest to collect fruit, flowers, and two kinds of grass called Samit and Kusha. Kusha, we know Kusha. What is Samit? Is wood? Some kind of...
Samit is sticks.
Samit, yeah, some kind of sticks.
From the
Okay. Tree. On the way home, he came upon a Shudra, a very lusty fourth-class man, who was shamelessly embracing and kissing a prostitute. The Shudra was smiling, singing, and enjoying as if this were proper behavior. Both the Shudra and the prostitute were drunk. The prostitute's eyes were rolling in intoxication, and her dress had become loose. Such was the condition in which Ajamila saw them. So Prabhupada, at the end of the purport, makes a very interesting remark. In Kali Yuga, a drunk, half-naked woman embracing a drunk man is a very common sight, especially in the Western countries, and restraining oneself after seeing such things is very difficult. Nevertheless, if by the grace of Krishna one adheres to the regulative principles and chants Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna will certainly protect him. Indeed, Krishna says, his devotee is never vanquished. Kuntiya patijanihi name bhakta pranashati. Therefore, all the disciples practicing Krishna consciousness should obediently follow the regulative principles and remain fixed in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Then there need be no fear. Otherwise, one's position is very dangerous, especially in this Kali Yuga. So I thought it was interesting, Prabhupada said, there need be no fear. So what does a devotee fear most of all? Yes, fall down. To fall down into lower forms, or even fall down in this life into illicit sex, intoxication. So this, when I was reading this, studying this purport, then I received this diary from Indradumna Maharaj, and he was telling a story. He was visiting a Muslim country, and in that country, no ladies are allowed on the street, pretty much. They're all, you know, covered up. They don't go out. Just the men go shopping and whatever. So he was just about to leave that country. He walked out the door, and he was going to walk somewhere to his car or something. And three ladies came running down the street and like looked like they were in distress. So he said, oh, don't worry, I'll protect you. And so they all came to him and grabbed him and said, foreign man need lady? So then he said, oh my God. And he started running. He shook them off and he started running. foreign man need lady. You know, they were prostitutes, in other words. So then he got freaked out. And then he was really shaken. And then he got on the airplane. His next trip was Bangladesh. And the actual place he was going was the place where Haridas Thakur converted the prostitute. So he was feeling very happy to go to this place. And he was with Radhanath Maharaj. And he told him what happened. And he said, please pray for me. And he was praying for the mercy of Haridas Thakur. And so I thought that was an interesting story. He's praying for his blessings. So this is, these things happen when somebody's a preacher in out in the world, that you need protection. You need protection. So Prabhupada is understanding the position of our preachers, that how is it difficult for them to remain fixed in their preaching. So he says, but you can be fixed if you follow the regulative principles and chant the holy name. So Prabhupada, he took the word in this verse, kaminam. Kaminam means lusty. And he says the lusty people, they don't care for other society. They don't care what people think. They don't care for elderly people. I just remember when I was a hippie, there was a saying, don't trust anyone over 30. And I was always thinking, well, what's going to happen to them when they get over 30? Then what are they going to say? I always wondered about that. So anyway, but nowadays you can see the society. And Prabhupada was lecturing in Surat. And he was, like when I first came to India, you didn't see these billboards all over the place from the movies. I came in 1972. But now it's everywhere. That they're introducing, Prabhupada says, in India, formerly this was not there, but now they're introducing it, trying to take the people to hell. And there was one lecture where Prabhupada went in New York, they have Harinam in a very Times Square, which is one of the worst places in the world. And there was one movie theater, and the title was, Is There Sex After Death? And Prabhupada picked up on that, and he says, yes, you want to enjoy even after death. So this is our time, a very difficult time. In Ajamila's time, there was only one example, and now everybody is like this. So verse 61, the Shudra, his arm decorated with turmeric powder, was embracing the prostitute. When Ajamila saw her, the dormant lusty desires in his heart awakened, and in illusion he fell under their control. So in here, in the Sanskrit, it doesn't say here, but it says, Hridichaya Vasham. He went under the control of lusty desires in the heart. And Prabhupada says there is a heart disease in this material world. It's called Hrid Roga Kama. Hrid Roga Kama. This is a heart disease when he was lecturing on this. So Hrid Chaya Avasham, or it's the same thing, Hrid Roga Kama. So there is lust in the heart, and this is the impetus for us to fall down. This is cause of fall down. So Prabhupada says if you're a neophyte devotee and you see something like this happening in front of you, then avasham, just automatically you fall down. It's very difficult to control. Avasham sahasaiva, all of a sudden, vimohitam, he was very attracted. So in the lecture on this verse, Prabhupada said this is a warning to all our students that they are learning how to become Krishna conscious. It's not very easy, but by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he has made it very easy. So we are trying to teach this and you should preserve it. Only by remaining in devotional service. And he says, get up, go to Mangalarti, chant your rounds, Guru Puja, class, up until you go to bed, always be engaged, and then you'll be above the three gunas. Does anybody know that verse in Bhagavad Gita that explains transcending the modes? Yes. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yoga sevate sagunan samatityaitan. Brahma Bhuaya Kalpate. So Prabhupada, he protected us. We were just young devotees and we were going out on Harinam, boys and girls together, young boys and girls. We were like in our 20s. We were all together in the same van, packed, going on Harinam, whole day, whole night together, doing Harinam. But Krishna protected us because we were always engaged in devotional service. So Prabhupada says you have to stay on this Shuddha Sattva platform. And if you stay on that, there is a verse we learned last year. If anybody remember that fourth canto. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Yes. Yes. So Prabhupada, he quoted that verse. And he says if you stay in devotional service, you will beget a child whose name is Krishna. So if you have that pure mind, and Krishna will come in your heart. Krishna will take birth. So that's the purpose of all the rules and regulations. So Prabhupada gave a very interesting statement here in this lecture about Vrindavan. He says so many people in Vrindavan, they go and watch Rasleela. He says, but if you go and watch Rasleela and the result is that you increase your lusty desires, then everything is spoiled. You should not go. You should not go and see. He says, people are very accustomed to see Rasleela in Vrindavan. Maybe they're advanced. The test is whether he's given up his lusty desire. He says, if the test is after seeing Rasleela, you should not go back home. You should just leave your home, chant Hare Krishna. That's the test. So if that doesn't happen, that means you shouldn't see Rasleela in Vrindavan. If you're not ready to renounce everything and chant Hare Krishna and follow your guru 100%, then don't see Rasleela. That's what Prabhupada said. So this is very appropriate for us living in Vrindavan. Verse 62. As far as possible, he patiently tried to remember the instructions of the Shastras, not even to see a woman. With the help of his knowledge and his intellect, he tried to control his lusty desires. But because of the force of Cupid within his heart, he failed to control his mind. End of the purport. Because of the force of materialistic life, to maintain self-control is extremely difficult unless one is specifically under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service. So last year I told a story about Giriraj Maharaj. So you may remember that story, how he was tested as a brahmachari. And he told the story himself in class, that he was in Juhu, and there was a big fight for the land. Mr. Nair was fighting with the devotees, and so Mr. Nair got one young girl to try to make Giriraj fall down. So one time he was going in a car and she ran in the back seat with him and was touching him and everything. And he was thinking, he said in the class, he was thinking, well, I could just enjoy. It seems like it would be okay. Then he said, but if I do that, then Srila Prabhupada will be very unhappy. I'll make my guru very unhappy. So then he thought of how Srila Prabhupada would be very unhappy. He would give pain to Prabhupada. And then he said, no, I can't do it. So this is how he saved himself, just by his attachment to Srila Prabhupada. So when we're in these situations, we have to think, what is our shelter? What will save us? So when we were when Prabhupada was here, we had very strong guru nishtha. We would do anything for Srila Prabhupada. And that is the mood still, actually, with the devotees, with many devotees, that will do anything for Srila Prabhupada. I was just reading yesterday the diary of Indrajumna Maharaj, and they were having a very, very hard day. One day was really rough. One lady, her sari caught on fire. They put it out, and another lady's sari caught on fire in the kitchen. She went to the hospital, and then they were on the road, and some old man just dropped dead right next to the car. And then they were at the beach, and one young girl just dropped dead. It was just like one thing after the other, all in one day. And then Maharaj, something happened to him. Oh, he got stung by a wasp, and he's allergic to it. So if you're allergic to bee sting, then you can die from it. And then that was the day that they bombed in London, all the underground. And so the Polish government was thinking of canceling the whole Polish tour. So this was the one day. And so he was thinking, well, what am I going to do? You know, there's so many difficult things. But then that day they had a very nice program and people came. And then he had a dream. He had a dream of that night that a celestial boy came to him in his dream, very beautiful spiritual boy. And the boy sent a message, wrote a letter, delivered a letter to him on very effulgent paper. And the letter said, I'll see you in Woodstock, signed Nrsingadev. So then, he went to Woodstock, and one day in the mail, Dinabandhu came here from Vrindavan, and he had a little parcel for him. And in the parcel was a 300-year-old Nrsingadev deity, very perfectly carved. One devotee, huh? I don't know what color. Golden. So then the devotee had found him somewhere in Bombay and he had sent it to Indrajumna Maharaj. So he got this Nrsingadev. So this is protection from Krishna. No, it's a new one. He just got it. Yeah, he just got a new one. This just happened last month. New one. Yeah. So this is a new one. He just got a new one. It's 300 or over 300 years old. And so this is, if you stay under the protection of Krishna, Krishna helps you. I don't know how I got in that. Anyway. So we have to think that always that we're a servant, not that we are the enjoyer, that we are the servant. So what will the servant do in these situations? What will the servant of Srila Prabhupada do? What will the servant of Guru do? So what can we do actually when we're attacked? Suppose we're chanting japa and then we're attacked by lusty thoughts. So what do we do in these situations? This is not as bad as on the street or whatever, but it happens. It can happen anytime. Don't have to be on the street. And this is just as bad mentally. Mentally is also difficult. So what do we do like in that situation when we're chanting? Anything to do, yes. Listen carefully to the name. Okay? Anything else? Aripurush.
Scream.
The holy name? Scream the holy name. Okay, yes. Prabhupada, when he was disturbed or agitated, not in that way, but just, you know, some problem in the society, he would chant loudly. His servant said, Shuddhakirti said that he would chant very loudly when he was disturbed. What else? Dhamma Krishna.
Just remember, we can embrace the hot, nice...
Oh, you remember the hellish planets? Yeah, remember the reaction. Patrick.
Yeah,
Fine, okay, run for the Association of Senior Devotees. They can also put out the fire. Yes. Nishinga Kavach. Nishinga Kavach. Right. Nishinga Kavach. Parvati. So. Yes.
Turn up Prabhupada's japa tape.
Turn it up loud. Prabhupada's japa tape. Okay. We're trying to figure out what we do when we're attacked in japa. Okay. So we need Prabhupada's help out there. Turn up the tape loud. Yes. Okay. We should repent sincerely. Our anattas are coming out. It's even better than when we're just going along mechanically chanting, when the actual anarthas come out face to face. And we're thinking, oh, I didn't know I was like that. Face to face. Yes. Yes.
We can think that actually, but what in
this is good. We're missing something. So what we're missing is not in the material world. It's Krishna. So it reminds us that the only way we can be satisfied is to go back to Godhead and embrace Krishna. Okay, so when Cupid attacks, then all the Prabhupada says, all education, all culture, all knowledge becomes stunned. I think there is a word, stambayan? Yeah, stambayan. Atmanatmanam. It was stunned. He had his intellect, he had his knowledge, he had all the things his gurus told him. It came to his mind, everything came there. But it was stunned. It was like finished. Because of madana, what is that? Madana vepitam. Because of Cupid. So he lost it. He lost it all. So this is a very, very difficult situation. Mana, madana, vipitam. Mind was agitated by Cupid. So everything was stunned. Na shishaka samadhatum. So he could not control. He was a Brahmin. He was learned. He knew I'm being agitated. This is not good. He knew it. This is not good. But he could not control. He tried, yatashutam, yavat satam, as far as he could, he tried to control his mind with his intelligence, but he could not. So this was, the lust was stronger than the intelligence. Verse 63. In the same way that the sun and moon are eclipsed by a low planet, the Brahmin lost all his good sense. Taking advantage of the situation, he always thought of the prostitute. And within a short time, he took her as a servant in his house, and abandoned all the regulative principles of a Brahmin. Purport. By speaking this verse, Gurudev Goswami wants to impress upon the mind of the reader that Ajamila's exalted position as a Brahmin was vanquished by his association with the prostitute, so much so that he forgot all his Brahminical activities. Nevertheless, at the end of his life, by chanting the four syllables of the name Narayana, he was saved from the greatest danger of falling down. Even a little devotional service can save one from the greatest danger. Devotional service, which begins with chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is so powerful, even if one falls down from the exalted position of a Brahmin to sexual indulgence, he can be saved from all calamities if he somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord. This is the extraordinary power of the Lord's holy name. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is advised one not forget the chanting of the holy name, even for a moment. Satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantascha jidhavrataha. There are so many dangers. In this material world, one may fall down from an exalted position at any time. Yet, if one keeps himself always pure and steady by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he will be safe, without a doubt. So does anybody know, I mean, we must have examples of devotees who have fallen down and then brought themselves back by chanting. And so it may happen, don't think it won't happen to you. It can also happen to you. So we have to study these lessons very carefully so that when we're being tested in this way, then we can pass the test. Srila Prabhupada, he used to pray every night before he went to sleep, please protect me from Maya so I won't fall down. And this is Srila Prabhupada. And who are we? We should pray every minute. We won't fall down. So Burijan gives some nice advice in relation to this verse. Burijan Prabhu says, if you chant when you're not in difficulty, then difficulties won't be so difficult. That's his advice. So always chant. So now the Sanskrit in this verse, Srila Prabhupada picked out graha, grasto, vichetana. Graha, grasto means ghostly haunted, or what else can this word mean besides ghostly haunted? Astrologers? Some planet, affected by a planet, a bad planet. Graha, grasto. Graha means planet. So eclipsed here. It says eclipsed by a low planet. So Prabhupada says everyone in this world is graha grasto. Everybody is eclipsed. Everybody is affected by low planets. And one Vaishnava poet, Prabhupada quotes, he says, Pisachi palayana matta chanahoy, mayagasta jirashe das upajoy. That everybody is being affected by witches, ghostly haunted, or affected by witches. And the result is mati chana, bewildered. Intelligence is lost. Mati chana. So if you ever seen anybody ghostly haunted, then the intelligence is scattered. Completely scattered. So this is, you can see that sometimes people are ghostly haunted. They act like they're drunk. They do crazy things. But Prabhupada says everyone is ghostly haunted. So it's just a matter of degree. And that ghostly haunted is here in the Sanskrit also. The first line, Tanimita Smara Vyaja. This is what is haunting everyone. This Smara, this lusty desires. So Ajamila, he was seeing what was happening in front of him. And just by seeing, he became affected. So Prabhupada makes this point also that it's not that you have to do something, but if you just see something happen, you can be infected by the modes. He said, nature's law is so perfect. Just by seeing, you get infected with disease. Seeing by your eyes. Yes, Sabari Muni, he saw, and he became infected. So just by seeing or just by hearing, you can infect the disease of Hrid Roga Kama. So this is what happened to Ajamila. Prabhupada says, every moment we're being affected by the modes. So that's why we always have to chant. And when you're graha grasta, haunted, you become vichetasa, lost, you lose your cheta, you lose your consciousness, you lose your intelligence. And then when he lost his intelligence, tam eva manasa dhyayan, that he was meditating always, but not on Krishna, on this lady. He was thinking, when will I get her? How will I get her? What can I do? How can I get this lady? So that was his meditation after he saw this. So this is tam eva manasa dhyayan. She was in his mind all the time. So verse 64, thus Ajamila began spending whatever money he had inherited from his father to satisfy the prostitute with various material presentations so that she would remain pleased with him. He gave up all his brahminical activities to satisfy prostitute. Purport. There are many instances throughout the world in which even a purified person being attracted by a prostitute spends all the money he has inherited. Prostitute hunting is so abominable, the desire for sex with a prostitute can ruin one's character, destroy one's exalted position, and plunder all one's money. Therefore, illicit sex is strictly prohibited. One should be satisfied with his married wife, for even a slight deviation will create havoc. A Krishna-conscious grihastha should always remember this. So this, as I heard yesterday, that in one temple, the one wife fell down with another husband and another husband, and it was just like this happened. So as a result, four families, havoc in four families. So this is, Prabhupada is giving a very strong warning. I guess by the sixth canto it was already happening. So that's why Prabhupada is stressing this point. Satisfied with his wife, even a slight deviation will create havoc. He should always be satisfied with one wife and be peaceful simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Otherwise, at any moment, he may fall down from his good position, exemplified in the case of Ajamila. So he was always meditating, how can I please this lady? What can I do for her? Tam eva toshayam asa. That was his desire, how to please her. So he got money from his father. He got an inheritance, prityena. And that money he was using for the prostitute. And here it says gramya manoramai. Prabhupada says this word gramya is very significant. Gramya means pleasing or low class. Gramya manorama, pleasing to the mind. But actually it's not pleasing. But he became entangled. So verse 65, because his intelligence was pierced by the lustful glance of the prostitute, the victimized Brahmana Jamila, engaged in sinful acts in her association. He even gave up the company of his very beautiful young wife, who came from a very respectable Brahmin family. So Prabhupada lectured on this verse. He said there's three kinds of prostitutes: Kamini, Swairini, and Pumshchali. Swairini means free, nobody can control, and Kamini means very attractive, and Pumshchali goes from one man to the other. So which category was this one? I think it's in the Sanskrit, actually. Swairini, yes. Swairini. That means independent, free. So she was Swairini. And all these divisions are for the Gramyai. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised Gramya Kata na Shunibe, Bhalo na Kaibe, Bhalo na Poribe. This is Vairagya. No Gramya Kata. So Prabhupada says, don't read the newspaper because it's full of Gramya Kata. Avoid it as far as possible. When Prabhupada was here, we weren't allowed to read the newspaper. It was strictly forbidden. Yeah, I saw that. In Gada building, they have a newspaper vendor. Yes. Yeah. Right. Prabhupada, in one lecture, he says, in our temple, you will not find a scrap of newspaper. So anyway, times have changed. Verse 66. Although born of a Brahmin family, this rascal, bereft of intelligence, because of the prostitute's association, earned money somehow or other, regardless of whether properly or improperly, and used it to maintain the prostitute's sons and daughters. So this is the beginning of samsara, attraction between men and women. What is that verse we learned? Pungsastriya mituni bhavametam. And then, ato griha kshetra suta apta vitai. So that same thing happened to him. First he got attracted, then children, then house, and this and that. So papa, he became sinful immediately. So Prabhupada says that's why we stress on marriage. They should not live like friend, that is shudra, no legal marriage. So they were living like friend. So therefore, for the shudra, there is one ashram. What is the ashram for shudra? Grihastha. And for what is next? Grihastha? No, shudra is shudra. Vaishya. Brahmachari grihastha. For kshatriya. Up to vanaprastha. And brahmana? Sannyas. So Prabhupada says, now all over the world, this is the situation. I know when I went to the university, Northwestern, grihastha is shudra. Shudra is grihastha, only one. So when I was in going to university, Northwestern University in America, then when I was there, the men were not allowed to come to your room, or then you would have certain visiting times, certain hours, like 2 hours a week. So that was like when I went. And then when my niece went to Northwestern, your roommate, her roommate was a man. Like they had all mixed. I don't know if they shared the same bathroom, but I don't know what, you know. I was just shocked, you know. It's the same university, but how the times had changed. And then she was like, not only, you know, in the university, then when she went to get, she got her job, she was also sharing like that with somebody. So it's like, you know, roommate. Sometimes this is current all over the world. It's not even friend. You just, you know, okay, he's my roommate. Right. So Prabhupada says, now this prediction from 12th canto, Svikaram, Svikaram eva yudavahe, that you just agree, you become my bedfellow, I become your bedfellow, and that's marriage. And so marriage is, why marriage? They're thinking, why should we get married? There is no need. And why is because I saw my nephew. My nephew, he he was living with one lady, and then they had a child, and then he left that lady. And now she's got the child. That's why marriage, for one reason. Of course, in the West, it doesn't mean anything. Even if you do get married, you get divorced like anything. So this is going on in Kali Yuga. Only Ratim Eva Hidham Bhatya, it says in its 12th canto. Only for sex life they come together. They think this is a purpose of marriage or even living. So this is Kali Yuga. And in those days, there was only one Ajamila. But now this is a standard almost for the younger generation. This is like a standard for many of the younger generation. So then the next thing that happened when you live like this, they don't know how to earn money. So anyayata, illegally, somehow or other bring money. He was earning illegally. Anyayata. So that was his work for Bapara Kutumbinya, maintaining the family members. So Prabhupada says, therefore, we are opening so many centers all over the world to give good association. So he said, we should, by our association, people should become very good. He says, and if we become bad, then that's the greatest misfortune. So all our members should be ideal. So people will see, here is a class of men, ideal character, ideal behavior, spiritually advanced, very nice. And so that was Prabhupada's great hope for ISKCON, that we would become an ideal society. Verse 67, this Brahmana irresponsibly spent his long lifetime transgressing all the rules and regulations of the Holy Scripture, living extravagantly and eating food prepared by a prostitute. Therefore, he is full of sins. He is unclean and addicted to forbidden activities. Now this just struck me just now about eating unclean food. You have to be very, very careful what you eat and who you take food from, even if they say it's prasadam in Vrindavan. Because I know one girl, she took some food from a Mayavadi, and later she fell down with that Mayavadi. So you have to be careful of what you eat here, especially. And there's a three-step degradation here in this verse, which Prabhupada stressed in his lecture. Can you flip it to verse 67? Let's see where it is. Hopefully it's here on this flip chart. Oh, it's not. Oh, dear. Must be on the next one. Okay. You'll see it tomorrow. But I'll tell it to you now. Maybe it's not in this verse. No, I've got it here. Yes. Three-step degradation. Okay. Undesirable association. Okay, first thing is undesirable association. Number one. And number two, after you have bad association, shastram ulanghya. Then you go against the scriptures. You neglect the scriptures. Shastram, it's in the Sanskrit. Yeah. Oh, is it or isn't it? You're in verse 67. Okay, maybe it's not. Maybe I'm ahead of myself. It is there? Let's find it. Shastram ulanghya. First line? Yes, shastram ulanghya. So the first step, Prabhupada said, is that you have bad association. Then the second step, you transgress the scriptures. And the third step is you become aghayor asuchi. So that's the last line. You become very degraded, unclean activities. You become implicated. So this is what happens when you get bad association. This is a three-step process of falling down. First, bad association. Second, you neglect the scriptures, the injunctions. And the third step, you become unclean. You come infected with the unclean quality, ashuchi, aghayur, sinful activity. So this is what happens. Verse 68. This man, Ajamila, did not undergo atonement. Therefore, because of his sinful life, we must take him into the presence of Yamraj for punishment. There, according to the extent of his sinful acts, he will be punished and thus purified. So end of the purport. Prabhupada says, similarly, punishment by Yamraj is a process of purification for the most abominable sinful persons. Therefore, the Yamadutas requested the Vishnudutas not to obstruct their taking Ajamila to Yamraj. So Prabhupada says, you don't If you don't follow scripture, you suffer in this life, and then you've got much more suffering waiting for you at the end of this life. From Yamaraj, Yamadanda. So here it says, Dandapane Sakasham Krittakirisham Neshama. Now it's our duty, we've got this man, don't stop us, we're going to take him to Yamaraj. So this is punishment, is purification. You get a disease. When you get a disease, you have to get purified by medicine, by restricted diet. So another way to get purified is by the punishment of Yamaraj. So the Yamadutas are arguing that no, we should take this man. He is very sinful. Verse now in the second chapter, the Vishudutas will reply. Verse 1, Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear king, the servants of Lord Vishnu are always very expert in logic and arguments. After hearing these statements of the Yamadutas, they replied as follows." So they have very nice arguments, and they're going to give these arguments. So Prabhupada says, you have your choice. You can go with the Yamadutas, or you can go with the Vishnudutas. So make your choice. So we should be very careful to chant Hare Krishna nicely, Prabhupada says. Then the second verse. Yes? Yeah, that's in the 67th verse. Under undesirable association. I don't know. I'll look it up and see if it's in Prabhupada's. 65 maybe, yeah. It may go before 67. Okay. 65, you know the Sanskrit? Swarin Yapanga Vitati. By the glance of the prostitute. Yeah. Oh, actually, in the last, in verse 66 also, it says in the English, because of the prostitute's association. But I don't see it in the Sanskrit. So anyway, it's understood, implied. Verse 2. Aho kashtam tamadrisham matamash bishite sapam vicha dandesh papeshu danda yatiyate vita. Vishuddhuta said, "Alas, how painful it is that irreligion is being introduced into an assembly where religion should be maintained. Indeed, those in charge of maintaining the religious principles are needlessly punishing a sinless, unpunishable person." Can you imagine? Ajarmila is sinless now. Two ways of looking at it. One is the way the Yamadutas look at it, and it's extreme opposites ways of looking at Ajahnmila. Can you imagine the way, what vision the Vishudutas have, and what vision the Yamadutas? Who is right? Is he sinful or is he sinless? Amazing. So they say, not only they say he's sinless, he says, "You people, you're contaminating the assembly." Says, "You people don't know what you're talking about. It's not only Ajamila's sinless, and you people are completely off the wall," as they say. So whose assembly are they contaminating? What? Yamaraj's. Vishudutas? Anybody else have something to say? Vishudutas. Okay, Vishudutas assembly. Yamaraj, yes. Yamaraj. That's what I got, was Yamaraj's assembly. Because in that assembly, Yamaraj, he's Dharmaraj, he's the head of religion, and they should be in that, they're in that assembly. They should know better than to take Ajamila. End of the purport. Prabhupada gives an example of people contaminating the assembly. Because of their spiritual compassion for all fallen souls, Vaishnavas go out to preach according to the standard method of all religious principles. But unfortunately, because of the influence of Kali Yuga, Vaishnavas who have dedicated their lives to preaching glories of the Lord are sometimes harassed and punished by courts on false charges of disturbing the peace. Did anybody here get arrested and go to jail in this class? You did? No. You did, Bhagwat did. Disturbing the peace? Harinam. What was the charge? Sound pollution. You got also arrested, Radhavendra Puri?
Yeah.
You did. What was the charge? You were?
Oh,
you were bailed out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was also arrested, my husband and I, when we were doing Harinam all by ourselves. No other devotees in the city. So who's going to rescue us? We went to jail, but then the judge just threw it out. I think it was disorderly conduct or something. We were selling magazines, I don't know, doing Harinam. For what? For doing what? Amazing. Well, sometimes it happens that you don't get out of jail. Okay. So Prabhupada says this world is for the Yamadutas and that world is for the Vishudutas. So everyone is punishable by the Yamadutas except those who are pious, those who are devotees. They are not punished. But Prabhupada, he also commented that how contaminated the court is nowadays, that if you want justice, you have to be very rich. You have to have a lot of money. Yes, Patri?
I just remember an amazing story.
Amazing story. Of course. Yeah, before it was allowed. End of the 80s, the KGB used to catch the devotees. Oh, you were there in that time. So you escaped, but some were caught. You were in the army. They wanted to get you. You were still in the army and you were a devotee. In the army. Amazing. In the army. Tilak in the army. One Mataji and Prabhu, Purnamasi and Rupanuga. From South Russia. First he was in prison. And he came out. And they put her in prison. So they put a prostitute in her room. They told the prostitute to kill this lady. To strangle her. Nobody will prove anything. Yeah. Yeah, so she woke up at night. Purnamasi. Oh, so okay, so she was suffocated and she saw Nrisimhadeva up in the sky.
And she was up. Last moment she said, I screamed like, Nrisimha!
So she screamed Nrisimha at the last minute.
And this prostitute was flying like 5 meters
and
the door. Like that.
And the prostitute hit the door 5 meters away. And the scream, the prostitute started to scream, open the door, open the door.
Because this Hare
Krishna wants to kill me.
So
she's trying to preach. The prostitute couldn't pronounce Hare Krishna. Oh, Purnamasi couldn't pronounce it. She couldn't speak Hare Krishna when she was preaching to the prostitute. Oh, so the prostitute said she was trying to preach to me to become Hare Krishna.
Which kind of prayer she taught you?
So the judge asked the prayer. What's the prayer?
And that the prostitute,
she didn't know. So Purnamashi realized that's why Krishna didn't allow me to speak the mantra. When she tried to speak it, she couldn't speak it.
And it could be more. After that,
why not?
The KGB, they wanted to still keep it.
So the KGB still wanted to keep her in prison.
And they made fabricated some.
So they made up some story.
Yeah, some story against
her. Few days before she was supposed to come out. So she called, the judge came and said, you're going to stay 15 years more.
Because
you were engaged in some drug selling.
Didn't say that.
We're not going to explain anything. You're going to stay in jail 15 years
and
more.
She
sat down, she was crying. So when she was crying, in her front of her eyes, she saw the name of a newspaper.
And a year, like 2 years.
Year.
Newspaper and articles.
Oh, they said go in the jail library. Oh.
And it was like
she saw the headline, she saw the paper, she saw the article.
And she was just surprised. Then again she closed eyes, and again same.
Same. So she closed her eyes and she saw the name, the article.
And she
went to the jail library.
And it was a big collection of newspapers.
Collection of newspapers, many years.
She found that same number.
She found that number.
And like some
Yes, yes.
Drugs and crime.
It says drugs and crime.
And she cut it out.
She cut it out?
She brought this article to Advocate.
She brought it to the...
I don't know why, but I would like to present you this article.
So she brought this article to the judge.
She was an honest lady.
She was an honest judge. She said, where did you get this? Who told you?
Honestly, with tears in her eyes, that Advocate said, my dear girl, I don't know who is your God.
She says, I don't know who is your God.
Pray very carefully to him because he saved me.
But please pray.
That was the fabrication. They just put her name.
They added her name in it.
And they fabricated it, putting that case.
And they took this case and put her name.
Yes, but this was a few years back.
Yeah, many years, few years back. So she brought the proof and showed. So the advocate came on her side and set her free. Nishingadev told her which article to, and she got it from the jail library and showed it to the judge, and she got out free. So Nishingadev, take shelter of Nishingadev if anything happens. That's what we should learn. So, Jamila, as he took shelter of Narayana, we take shelter of Nishingadev, we take shelter of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we'll finish a few more verses. Verse 3, a king or governmental official, now Vishadutas are preaching to the Yamadutas, should be so well qualified. He acts, they're preaching to him, you're not doing your duty. He acts as a father, maintainer, and protector of the citizens because of affection and love. He should give the citizens good advice and instructions according to the standard scriptures and should be equal to everyone. Yamaraj does this, for he is the supreme master of justice, and so do those who follow in his footsteps, except for you guys. However, if such persons become polluted and exhibit partiality by punishing an innocent, blameless person, where will the citizens go to take shelter for their maintenance and security? So this is happening nowadays. The government is actually... there is no shelter. So Prabhupada in the purport explains that what should the modern government do, actually? How should they protect the citizens? What is the most important thing? Protection. Yes, teaching them a goal of life. Relationship with the Supreme Lord. Because you cannot do this in animal life. So at the end of, how does the Vaishnava react to corrupt government? Prabhupada explains at the end of the purport, how does the Vaishnava react to a corrupt government? Does he go on strike? Does he protest with signs? What does he do? Yes, that's the end of the purport. When a Vaishnava sees mismanagement in the government, he feels great compassion in his heart, tries his best to purify the situation by spreading Hare Krishna movement. Verse 4, a very familiar verse in one way. Yadyara charati sheyani charasta tadiyate sayapramanam kurute lokastha nuvartate. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. So Prabhupada, in the purport, four lines down, says, in modern times, the Krishna conscious movement is trying to introduce the right principles of management for human society, but unfortunately, the governments of Kali Yuga do not properly support the Hare Krishna movement because they do not appreciate its valuable service. So I remember there was Prabhupada met one mayor in Evanston, Illinois. That's where Northwestern University is located. And he had a nice conversation with the mayor. And he was telling the mayor, you know, we need a nice place for our temple. Why don't you give us your city hall? The city hall is the place where the government of the city is. He says, you just give us the place where you are, and we'll make very good use of it. They were getting a new city hall, and Prabhupada said, why don't you just give it to us instead? And the mayor was very polite. He said, well, actually, we need it, so and we couldn't give it to you right now. We haven't even used it yet. So, but Prabhupada, he was very daring, very courageous. He went for the, shoot for the elephant, shoot for the rhinoceros, they say. So he went right to the mayor and asked him for the city hall. So this is the example. He's saying saintly persons, saintly kings, Lord Ramachandra, Prabhupada gives Lord Ramachandra as an example, that one washerman, low-class man, was criticizing Sita. So immediately he banished Sita. So the ideal king, he doesn't accept criticism even from his citizens, of his character. So Prabhupada says, Mahaprikshit, when he was there was no Kali Yuga. So therefore, Kali made a conspiracy with the Brahmin, and he was cursed to die. So these sinful activities, they were not present previously. They were not allowed to be present. They were punished. But nowadays, they're everywhere. And, there is one story somebody told me, that one king, he was forcing everyone to follow a Ekadashi in his kingdom. Who was that?
Vishnupur.
Everyone had to follow Birhampur in Vishnupur. They were forcing everyone to follow. Everyone had to follow Ekadashi. The result was, Prabhupada says, the whole kingdom went back to Godhead.
He was a dacoit
before. Oh, and Srinivasacharya. Okay, and then he made everyone follow, or else. So I guess his character was being used in Krishna consciousness. Verse 5-6. People in general are not very advanced in knowledge by which to discriminate between religion and irreligion. The innocent and enlightened citizen is like an ignorant animal sleeping in peace with its head in the lap of its master, faithfully believing in the master's protection. If a leader is actually kind-hearted and deserves to be the object of a living entity's faith, how can he punish or kill a foolish person who has fully surrendered in good faith and friendship? So Sanskrit word Prabhupada picks up in the purport, Vivashta Ghata, refers to one who breaks faith or causes a breach of trust. So this is the worst thing that a person can do, is break faith. This is the worst thing. The mass of people should always feel security because of the government's protection. Therefore, how regrettable it is for the government itself to cause a breach of trust and put the citizens in difficulty for political reasons. We actually saw during partition days in India, although the Hindus and Muslims were living together peacefully, manipulation by politicians suddenly aroused feelings of hatred between them. And thus, the Hindus and Muslims killed one another over politics. This is a sign of Kali Yuga. So Prabhupada gives an example now that's very prevalent all over the world nowadays. It's not in relationship to the government, but in relationship to someone who you trust the most, but then they deceive you, they break your trust. Does anybody know this example? Who do you put the most trust in? Parents, yes. The mother. And the mother is killing the child in the womb. So here the child, helpless child, and the mother is killing. So this is what's happening. This is the example of this verse, which Prabhupada says. Verse 7. So here is the final answer, the beginning of the final answer of the Vishuddhutas to the Yamadutas, why he is sinless. Ayam nikrita nirvesho janmakotyam hasam apiyavya chahara vivasho nama sastayanam hare. Ajamila has already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offense. Therefore, he is now pure and eligible for liberation. So why did the Vishuddhutas object? What is the proof? What verses can we quote or cite to prove that he was sinless? Yannamadeya. Yes. Prabhupada Dhyatsmara Napi Kachi. Okay? 333, 6 or 7, yes. 6. 6. Any other verses too? Now you're the Vishnu Dutas. Aho Bhattasopa Chotokariya. Now you're the Vishnu Dutas, you've got to convince the Yamadutas that he's sinless. How is he? Why is he sinless? Because he chanted the Maha Mantra. The holy name. Yes. But who says? You say? Yeah, which one?
There is one.
In the purport? Yes. From the Smriti Shastra? Namnohi Avati. Okay, that's in the purport, huh? Namnohi Avati Shakti Papa Nirhane Hare Tava Kartuna Shakno Ti Patakam Pataki Nara. Simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit. Isn't that wonderful? So we should all go out and commit sins, right? And just chant one name. No, that is aparat, nam aparat. So, but this is a fact. So if you are a sincere devotee, this applies to you, that you have taken up Krishna consciousness and you're not committing sins again, then you can counteract the reactions to more sins you're able to commit. If you're chanting offenselessly, then this applies to you. And if you're sincerely trying to chant offenselessly, if you're sincerely trying, these verses apply to you. Garuda Purana. Avashenapiyannamni kirtite sarapattakai purman vibuchite sadhya singhatashta rigariva. If one chants the holy name of the Lord, even in a helpless condition or without desiring to do so, all the reactions of his sinful life depart, just as when a lion roars, all the small animals flee in fear. And Skanda Purana. Sakrit ucharitam yena hariritiaksharatayam padaparikarastena mokshaya gamanampati. By once chanting the holy name of the Lord, which consists of the two syllables, Hari, one guarantees his path to liberation. So Prabhupada says, these are some of the reasons why the Vishuddhutas objected to the Yamadutas taking Ajamala to the court of Yamaraj. So they're charging the Yamadutas. What are their charges against the Yamadutas now? What are they saying to the Yamadutas? Yes? You're punishing an innocent person. You're contaminating the assembly of Yamaraj. What kind of people are you? You don't know what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. You don't know where to go and where not to go, Prabhupada says. So they're very heavy on the Yamadutas here. And here, this word is Janma Koti Amasa, millions of births. He is free. Just imagine how fortunate. One Hare Krishna. Vivasha. But here's the condition. It was somehow or other, he was unconsciously he was chanting. He's chanting the holy name. And so Srila Prabhupada said, now he quotes Sridhar Swami, Srila Prabhupada, that this chanting is not only counteracting all sinful reactions. So that's one point, that it's counteracting. But there's something more that this chanting is doing for Ajamila. He's now eligible to become liberated and transferred to the spiritual world. So not only is he free from his reaction, there's a reward also for chanting. He's going to go back to Godhead. So this is quite amazing. Swasti Ayanam, very auspicious, holy name. So you cannot touch him. Krita Nirvesha, he's become pure. Crores of births of sinful activities. So Prabhupada says, if you surrender, if you chant, Mahashisha, don't worry. Prabhupada says, even out of sentiment, if we take to Krishna consciousness, still we are benefited. What verse? There's a verse there in Bhagavatam. Even if you become a devotee out of sentiment, and you may fall down in immature stage, still, there is no loss. Thus, Chakdas Tarmam Charanam Bhujam Hare. Yes, 1:5:17. Okay. I'll just read a few more verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna mancha hoite habe samsara mochan, Krishna hoite pabe Krishna charan. This is Adi Lila 7:73. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one obtains freedom from material existence. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. Tara madhye sarashrestha nama sankirtan, nirapradhe nam loile pai premadhan. This is Antya Lila 4:71. Of the nine processes, this is Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami. Of the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding offenses, one very easily obtains love of God. And then Antyalila 3, verse 268. Krishna Adi Arjapastaval Jangame, Krishna Peme Mattakare, Krishna Sankirtane. The holy name of Krishna is so attractive. Anyone who chants it, including all living entities, moving and non-moving, even Lord Krishna himself becomes imbued with love of Krishna. This is the effect of chanting Hare Krishna. And Adi Lila 8, 28. Anayashe bhava koi Krishna shivan, eka Krishna me phale pai etatan. As a result of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one makes such great advancement in spiritual life that simultaneously his material existence terminates and he receives love of Godhead. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful, by chanting even one name, one very easily achieves these transcendental riches. Any more verses about glories of the holy name? Apana sangsiti gauram yanama vivasho is there also. Even if you unconsciously chant the holy name, then all your entanglement is finished and Yamaraj will go away. It's feared by fear personified. Yeah, I don't know this one. That's a famous one. Kali Kalmasha. It destroys all the influence of Kali. Any other verses? Nam Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shudho Nitya Mukta, Binatta Nama Namanya. That is eternally liberated, pure, it's non different from Krishna. Oh, Namabinu Kalikali Nahi Aradharma. Savashastranam E Shastramarba. Sarnam, Savashastra Sarnam, the essence of scriptures. There is only one religion, and that's chanting the holy name in this age of Kali. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevam. Kalo Nesteva, 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 Gatya Ranyata. Nama Nama Karibahuda. Kalotad Harikirtanam. Kalar Dosha Nihe Rajan, is that what you said? Asti Eko Mahaguna, Kirtana Riva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Paramvijaya. I don't know if that's what you said. For Okite Yatayato Vishnu, Chaitayam Yachato Makai. That one. Dapram Parichayayam, Kalotad Hirikirtanam. That one. Acha. Sanketyam Parihasyam. Yeah, these are the Namabhas. I think you're going to get that verse this afternoon, right? Sanketya Parihasyam. It's verse 14 of chapter 2. Tasmad Sankirtanam Vishnur Jagam Mangala Mangasam. Okay, any other questions or comments on these verses? Yes.
Why is the holy name so powerful?
Why is the holy name glorified? Why is it the best, as I read this verse, of all the 9 processes? Chanting the holy name is best. Because I've heard one class, actually, a few months ago, where one Prabhu was saying, no, actually, meditation is better. Smaranam is better than... He was saying that, actually, in the class. Best is Smaranam, because you always... Krishna says, manmana... of a mad bhakto. It says, always remember me. Yes. Okay, he's saying in nectar devotion, and the chanting is, the name is the most powerful, because the hearing is the best sense. Even when you're asleep, then you can be woken up, you can be saved by the sense of hearing. Yes?
So the
all processes are within the chanting. And the final stage, you get personal service to Krishna. Yes, what happens if you were in such a class and they said, no, Smaranam is best? Could you defeat them? You can't do Smaranam without chanting. But you can do chanting without Smaranam.
That's for sure. We all do that. Smarnam, yes. Okay, it's Krishna. Yeah, it's Krishna himself. That's Kali Kali Namarupe Krishna Avatar. So it's Krishna himself, and that's why it's the best. And also another point that I thought of is there's no rules and regulations. And like for if you have a temple and you have deities, then there's so many restrictions and regulations. But for chanting, you can do anytime, anywhere, even unconsciously, even in your dream, even in your sleep, even just anywhere you can chant. There's no restriction on chanting the holy name. That's one thing I thought of also. Yes. Oh, yeah, there is a verse. I read that verse.
Why does it please Krishna?
Why does it please Krishna? Yeah, anyway, it didn't say, why does the holy name please Krishna? Because it's his name.
Because
he's person.
He's person.
I, there was a verse from Padma Purana or something I read one day that if anyone chants his name, even unconsciously, then your name remains in his heart. Doesn't say why, but it says it's a wonderful thing to chant the holy name. How he feels about it if you chant. Yes. What's that?
Ramachandra, he said,
when Vibhishana came to Lord Ramachandra.
He said just once Ram.
He said one Ram.
So,
he's Rakshasa, let's get him.
Ramachandra said, Sarada Abhayam.
Sarada Abhayam. So Lord Ram says, it's my vrat if someone just once chants my name. They will have no fear. Sarvada Abhayam.
Even once.
Sakrit.
Sarvada Abhayam.
Sarvada Abhayam. Yes. He wants to know why. Why is so pleasing to Krishna? Yes. Damana? Damana? Krishna. Even Krishna was chanting his name. Yeah, actually, I just read one here. I just read a quote here. Antya Lila 3:268. The holy name of Krishna is so attractive. Anyone who chants it, including all living entities, and even Lord Krishna himself, becomes imbued with love of Krishna. He himself, just like when he sees himself in the mirror. So when he chants his name, same thing happens, I guess. It's like when he sees himself in the mirror, gets attracted.
I have a Bharat Maharaj.
Bharat Maharaj. For heavy little mistake, he was heavily punished for three lives.
He was a rascal.
And Ajamila was a rascal. And just for... No, he wasn't. See, she's a Vishnuduta, you're a Yamaduta. Because you say he's a rascal, and she says no. Well, according to the Vishuddhutas, he's not a rascal. Yes? Oh, just like you said for Lord Ram, at the end of verse 10, simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. So I would say right in this verse seems to be the seed of the answer to the question of why.
So he's not pleased,
he just must. Yeah, it attracts his attention. It says attracts his attention. Attracts his attention. So he must, then, because he's attracted by who's chanting, and then he comes. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh my goodness. And then we'll see.
Compassion.
This is compassion. Somebody needs his protection.
It's
not yet prema, but it's getting there. It's getting to prema. It's the beginning of prema. So just imagine a person's been sinful for millions of lives and he starts chanting how pleased the Lord must be. Just to have him chant one name. You know, the most sinful of sinners. Then he chants the holy name and wow. Okay, who was number two? Patri.
Well, I just remember the story.
Another story. Okay. That's true. Yes, it was.
Prabhupada was walking, and many
Prabhupada was walking and there were many ducks. And he was giving Mahaprasad to the ducks. One duck came very close. And he gave a big piece to the one who came close. Why are you partial, Prabhupada? You gave little to all the others, and this guy who came up, you gave so much? Because he came very close and he cried loudly. So next time you chant, but don't do it in the temple. You do it. Okay, Dhamana Krishna is number 3, and Saranya is number 4, and then we'll make new numbers. Yes? Yeah, I had that thought too. That it's coming from... Yes, if you heard the class on Radhashtami, that he's saying that the Mahamantra is coming from Krishna's flute, so it has the power to attract all the living entities. So Krishna is also getting attracted when he hears that sound, original sound coming from his flute. Sharanya. Everyone likes to hear their own name. Prabhupada says that also, that Krishna likes to hear his name. Do you remember it? Next is Madan Gopal, and then I can't pronounce your name. Okay, you got it? Mahama, okay, there you go. There you go, Adi Purush Prabhu. It's Radharani's there. That's why he's. That's why he likes it. Hare. And she's first. Narayana. Well, Vishuddhuta's king in this case. Vishuddhuta's, so. Vishuddhuta's came, not instead, you know, representatives. So if you chant Hare Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, they should come for us. Huh? Mahaprabhu comes in your mind. He jumps in. Who says that? You read it. If you preach all your life, then at the time of death when you chant, Mahaprabhu will jump into your mind. And many dying devotees here in Vrindavan, they do see Lord Chaitanya before they die. Madan Gopal. Yes, one time Krishna saw a reflection of himself and he was attracted. So the name is non-different. So he becomes attracted to the name when he hears his name. Okay, in the back, yes. It's like, okay, the Lord and living entity is like mother and child. So the child has gone on the wrong path, and then he's come back to his mother, and the mother is so happy when she hears the child call her name after he's come back from the wrong path. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj.
He was explaining Shlok Anyabhilashta
Shunyam. Anyabhilashta Shunyam. Shlok.
There's three qualities. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam.
Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Okay, Swarup Lakshana. So when a Kanishtha Adhikari stops his service, but when he comes back, then Krishna takes that as pure devotional service. Yes, he's coming back. So Anushilanam also refers to the particular moment when a devotee comes back after having given up devotional service. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj. Abhaya Prabhu. Okay, so he's saying unless we chant and hear about Krishna, none of the others are available. How are we going to know about them without hearing and chanting? Of course, his specific question was the name. Yes? Okay, so she's making a distinction. Okay, so difference between time of death.
More greater person, more greater punishment.
Prabhupada did say that, actually, about greater person, greater punishment. In relationship to the GBCs, he says if they fall down, then they get heavy punishment. He said that, like Vidura. And you can see examples of this happening. Okay, who is number 3? Yes, Siddhi. Potency of the Holy Name. Okay, here we go, nectar of devotion. In answer to the question, why Krishna is attracted, because the holy name has the potency to attract Krishna, the power of the holy name. Okay, so the holy name has the potency to attach the mind to Krishna, and that's the whole purpose of sadhana bhakti. So therefore, the holy name is the best. Okay, next, 1, 2, and 3. Where is that in Nectar of Devotion? Maya Shakta Manaparta. Yes. Maya Ashakta Manaparta. Yes. 7, Bhagavad Gita. 7.1. Yes. That will be answered, actually, in tomorrow's class. Prabhupada addresses that question. I can repeat it tomorrow in the class. I don't know the exact verse, but it will be in the second chapter here that the Prabhupada, the Vishuddhutas are saying this man is sinless, and so Srila Prabhupada, there's one particular verse where Prabhupada said, at what point did he become sinless? It was not at the time of death, actually. That's what Prabhupada says. He says that when he started calling his son, Narayana eat, Narayana sit, Narayana come, that's when he became sinless. He was practicing.
He was
practicing before his death to chant the name of Narayana. So that's one point that Prabhupada makes. Another point that Prabhupada makes is that if you chant at the time of death, even if it's with offenses, they're not counted. Not at the time of death, any way you chant, you go back to God. If you just chant, nothing's counted. You get that concession at the time of death. So there's two points, actually. But Prabhupada will explain. Tomorrow we'll hear the exact verse and the context where Prabhupada says it. Yes? St. Petersburg. Yes, one Mataji. Okay, one lady's uncle was a devotee, not very serious devotee.
He was chanting his rounds, but he was...
Chanting his rounds? At one point his heart stopped.
He died suddenly.
In his room.
And no one knew about it. But
no one knew?
But in his subtle body he came to the Mataji.
He came to his... which Mataji? His niece, in his subtle body.
It was the same day.
The day he died.
No one knew yet that he died because he was just locked in his room.
He was locked in his room.
But he came to her in his subtle body and started to tell her that I actually left my body.
And he told her, I left my body. He said, when I left my body, I couldn't clearly pronounce holy name. So he said, during chanting japa, I was not engaging my mind properly.
He said, I didn't train properly my subtle body to chant.
He says, I didn't train my subtle body to chant. And Prabhupada says it is the subtle body that we have to train.
Yeah,
he said, I didn't even understand I left my body.
But I remember that I couldn't remember.
We couldn't remember what?
It's
the time of death. He knew I'm supposed to chant something.
Yeah.
But what is it? He says, now I can see all the devotees in the temple in their subtle situations.
He
said, many of them are doing properly. They will get liberation.
But some of them, they are not very serious.
Some are not so serious.
It
will take longer time.
And then they went to the room and saw him dead.
And they went to the room, they saw he was dead.
Yeah, and he used to come a few more days to her.
He came a few more days to preach to her.
Be more serious.
Be more serious.
While you chant.
So we can also take this to heart. Be more serious. Yeah, that was my question too. He didn't tell where he was going. Oh, after you die, generally... You're conscious of, more conscious, because you're on the subtle. Manangopa, I appreciate this question. Right, Canto 5. It's not for the Lord's benefit, right. He doesn't need anything. Just for us. Queen Kunti says there has to be a quality, Prabhupada says that, yes. There should be a quality in the chanting. Right. If you're self-satisfied, you can't chant the holy name with feeling. If you're not in trouble, if everything's going nicely, then you cannot chant with feeling. Why should you call out to Krishna if everything's okay? Just everything's going fine. Yes. Okay. Yes, Dhamana Krishna.
Oh.
Right. Right. He wants to wake up the souls and get the relationship with them. That's what he wants. So Krishna knows his name is non-different. And someone's chanting that name, so it pleases him. right? He's, yeah, like what she's saying, that the child is calling helplessly for the mother. So Krishna is the mother in this case. Any other Dhamana Krishna? Yeah, that's good. You can, yes. Whatever activity, other activity you may be doing, any other service, you can be chanting along with it. Deity worship, you have to chant. No, actually, one devotee told Prabhupada, you know, I don't have time to chant my rounds, because he was, Paramananda, he was in the farm. So they had engagement like 6 in the morning till 10 at night. He says, I have no time to chant my rounds, Prabhupada. I know his name, Bhaktadas. Bhaktadas, he told Prabhupada. So he says, I'm only sleeping 6 hours, I have no time to chant my rounds, to finish my rounds. So Prabhupada said, okay, sleep less. Sleep less. And so he was doing that. Then after Prabhupada told him that, he was like sitting up till midnight and chanting his rounds. Prabhupada, he was very strict with us. You have to chant 16 rounds. This is the minimum requirement. If you want to actually go back to Godhead, if you're serious, you have to chant 16 rounds. Yes. Tamodaram Yoshitam Sangi Sangam. Yes. Nunam Kurutke. Yeah. Nunam Pramata Kurute Vikarma. And Pungsastriya. Three verses come to our mind when we hear this lila, Ajarmila lila. Kurute Vikarma, he's doing what happens when you become mad by the influence of sense gratification. What happens when you associate tamodwaram, you go to hell. And what happens, mituni bhavam, if you're in illicit sex life. So these are the results. And we're seeing the example here in 6th canto. So we don't have to do it. We can just see it. We can hear. We can be intelligent. Yes. Oh, so it was named by a sadhu. The child was named.
I don't know.
You don't know the story. Prabhupada says that it was Krishna dictating that he should name the son. That Krishna didn't want to let him go, and Krishna dictated to him, naming the son Narayana. All right. Now, our time is up. So I'll have one from this side and one from this side. You had so many things today. Patri? He gave something to some sadhu. Sadhu gave blessings. So in future. So the sadhu told him, in the future, you please name your son Narayana. And Ajayamala said, why? And he said, in future, you understand. Okay, last one is Sharanya. Yes. Oh, the shalagram is Narayana Shila. And he was worshipping in his youth Narayana Shila.
And then
so there's another connection. Okay? All right, so all glories to Shri Prabhupada.